There are no typical days in the life of space pirates, but if there were, this is as close as it would get for the crew of the Marid. Mipsy lounges in her pilot seat as Sam tinkers with the ship's controls.
Whoa, not too tight, Sam. You know my paws don't have the strength they used to.
Sam gives her favorite response, a nod. With Epsilon close behind, Hilda joins her crew.
Okay, Rados, I have our next job for after we drop Ewan back off in Uranus. Mips, where are we with the Marid's tune-up?
Just about done, Captain. Where are we headed?
I got wind of a cargo craft headed to Jupiter Station 1, one of those fancy new unmanned ones. I have got to check out their new tech.
If I may, Captain.
You may not.
Just say it, Epsilon.
Captain, those ships have 360-degree cameras covering every angle and entrance. No one has been able to breach one.
No shit. That's why we're gonna be the first ones to do it.
Well, what's the plan then?
We stop just out of range of the cameras, and then Epsilon, use the jetpack I rigged to boost its distance and your shapeshifty abilities to get over there and confuse the cameras. Then you can board, shut down the security measures, and we're in, baby. Come on, I know spacewalks freak you out, but you can do this. I believe in you.
No, well, spacewalks are certainly not my preferred activity, but it is impossible to open those ships with only one being.
Okay, well, Mips can go with you. You can easily cover her from the cameras.
And who is going to keep the ship out of sight of the cameras?
Sam, then.
The craft short-circuits any unknown android that gets close to it.
Fine. I will go.
Captain, there are other agency ships we can hit. Why do you insist on risking decades of anonymity?
What about Ewan?
Everyone looks to Sam, then exchanges glances. That is certainly an idea. Back on the moon, Astra has Tommy and Belinda scouring records for anything that might lead them to the elusive spider.
This is like really boring.
I find it fascinating, actually.
Love that for you. But for me, how about a little space juice?
Ew, some what?
Gossip. Girl, I would settle for just a nugget of personal info.
Okay. I grew up on Earth. Now can we please get back to work?
That was like a crumb. It was barely a speck.
What about Captain Jones? This bathroom break has been pretty long. What do you think she's up to?
Ew. Can you let a woman live, please?
As if on cue, Astra returns from her break, bathroom or otherwise. She tucks her communication device in her pocket before Tommy and Belinda can notice she had it out.
Okay, team. I managed to connect with an agent embedded in a weapons ring on Europa. Any long transmissions are iffy for him right now, so we're gonna head over there to see what he can tell us about the ring's dealings with the spider.
Tommy shoots Belinda a suggestive, "See, look." Belinda shakes it off.
Oh, there's still so much research to be done. I've only gotten like a third of the way through all of the spider's suspected activity. Wouldn't it be better to spend our time really getting to know our target before chasing too many wild leads?
Research only gets you so far. We need current intel.
But the spider isn't even known for—
Agent Perez, I'm still your captain. What I say goes. Don't make me write you up for insubordination.
Yeah, Belinda. Why are you trying to get out of a trip to Europe anyway?
We're going to Europa, Thomas. As in Jupiter's moon.
Astra rubs her temples. Just another great day with her crack team. In a corner of the cargo bay, a warm glow comes from the inside of a makeshift tent, fashioned from a tarp that typically covers illicit goods.
Knock knock. Yun? Alright, I'm coming in.
Hey!
Sorry, kid. I tried to knock.
Yun is sprawled out on a bed of tarps, listening to headphones and holding a tiny device.
What the hell is that?
It's a data pod, plays music and shit.
Does it transmit? Can it be tracked?
Chill. It's just old tech I stole from my parents. Guess it kept people entertained before transmitters did everything and worked everywhere. Did you need something?
Oh, yeah. Next stop is Uranus, so you'll be home soon.
Wait, what? I thought you said I was part of the crew now.
Changed my mind. This is no life for a kid. Get packed or whatever.
Hilda leaves Yun in her tent, but Yun crawls out after her.
I'll do it!
What?
I'll help you with your heist.
You think pirating is a game? We're dangerous people, Yun. You don't want to mess with us, and you don't want to run with us. But since you fancy yourself a bad girl, let's see what you got.
Well on their way to Europa, Astra and her team finish up a delicious meal of rehydrated food. Tommy giggles over a message on his transmitter while Belinda pours over the spider's file on an air screen.
Get some rest, you two. We'll be to Europa soon.
Aye, aye, Cap.
Wait, Captain, I was hoping we could discuss some of the research I've done.
I take it you didn't ace the mental health portion of your exams, Perez.
No, ma'am.
How about you give me a quick rundown now and we'll talk details later?
Yeah. I mostly wanted to go over the crimes that have been attributed to the spider.
Let's hear it.
Great. So, it says here that most of her suspected crimes involve theft of food and essential supplies, but there's this early one that's a bit of an outlier. It doesn't really fit the pattern.
Really? What is it?
In 2308, someone on Venus stole mining equipment and turned it into some sort of elaborate art piece that casts rainbows. Just seems kind of random. Do you think it was her?
Astra hides a smirk.
I haven't heard about that one, but it definitely could be. She's very technically savvy, so that's probably why they thought it might be her entry point to her life of crime.
Huh.
Well, if that's all, I'm gonna go get some rest now.
Yeah, thanks.
Turn ship log off.
Warning, no automatic emergency transmissions will send when ship log is off. Proceed?
Yes.
Please enter your agency ID number. Ship log off. You are now disconnected from the ICIA lunar base.
Hey, wifey, it's 3:11 p.m. on October 2nd, 2317. Just calling to tell you that you're in big trouble. I can't believe you never told me about the rainbow prank back on Venus. I had to find out through Belinda, of all people. Anyway, I can't wait to hear you tell it. Miss you.
Despite its lack of pressure, space can crush you with its beauty, its depth, the fear it incites in you. But Yen and Epsilon don't have time to ponder these things as they propel themselves towards ICIA cargo vessel Hubble Elite, a sleek new ship. Epsilon has forsaken their favorite form of blob with a human face and taken on the form of flattened blob with the coloring of space. Yen hides close behind them.
Yen, is the journey tolerable? Yen?
This is awesome! I've never felt so free!
Rein it in, kid. Stay focused on the job.
Whatever! Your attempt to scare me straight is not working!
First of all, I wouldn't wish strangeness of any kind on my worst enemy. Second, you still have a lot of work to do, so I wouldn't speak too soon if I were you.
We have reached the ship, Captain.
Great. Sam is sending the most recent frequency key we've managed to unscramble to your comms. Should unlock the doors. Going silent, radio me when you're in.
Roger that. Yen, do you remember the plan?
Yep, I got this!
Epsilon sticks a small device to the ship next to one of the doors. It shoots out a rainbow of lasers. Each one finds a camera lens and blinds it. Yen leaves the safety of Epsilon's cover and stands, or rather floats, at the ready by the panel. Just as Epsilon reaches the other panel, androids come shooting out of compartments on the ship.
Ah, what do I do? Get off, you little monsters!
Try to remain calm. Ready the code on your comm. Then on the count of three, enter the code and pull the laser device at the same time.
I think I'm losing air!
One, two, three.
There are four words that perfectly capture the essence of Europa. Cold, fishing, floating cities. It's here on this watery water moon that Astra and her team find themselves searching the depths of sentient life in a dark, damp alley.
Ugh, I'm freezing.
I told you to wear something warmer.
I'm working this fishing gear, though. Like, we love a colony fashion moment. And talk about blending in.
As much as I would love to talk fashion with you both, I think I see our guy. What's the market price for garden octopi tomorrow?
It'll be much too high if you're asking me.
Astra and Lee exchange knowing nods, and Lee leads the team into a dark back room full of half-processed fish.
Thanks for meeting with us. I hope it's not too much of a risk for your operation.
No, it should be fine. Besides, I feel like I kind of owe you since I was such a dick the last time we worked together.
Don't worry about it.
Honestly, it's kind of a relief to be with agency folks after all these months undercover.
Ugh, I can imagine.
Well, I wish we could stay and relieve you more.
I think what Agent Perez means is that we don't want to keep you. I'll cut to the chase. We're looking for info on the spider. Anything would help.
The spider, huh? Damn, they were not kidding when they said they were done going after small fish.
Who? Finley?
Yeah. Anyway, I haven't heard anything about her since I've been here. As far as I know, she makes all her own weapons and tech.
Yeah, it's part of what makes her so damn untraceable. I just figured she has to get her parts from somewhere, and I know Avon has his fingers all over the system.
You know what? I don't want this to be a complete bust for you. I have a higher-up who's about ready to flip. Let me see what I can find out.
Wow. Thank you.
Anything for a fellow agent.
Epsilon, come in. Epsilon, Yun, are you okay? Damn it. Mipsy, take us over there. We're going to get them.
But, Captain, the cameras?
That was an order, Mips. Sam, you're with me. I have a plan.
In the darkness of the Hubble Elite, Epsilon and Yen try to get their bearings.
I'm dying. Oh God, I'm gonna die.
According to my comm, your gear has not sustained any damage. I believe you are experiencing a panic attack. Follow my breathing. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
That's better. Thanks.
You are welcome. I have seen Hilda use that technique before.
She has panic attacks?
Space pirating is rather stressful. Speaking of which, we should complete our job. Captain, we're in. Come in, Captain. This ship must have blocked all communication.
What? So are we stranded?
We're certainly in quite a predicament.
As Yen and Epsilon's eyes adjust to the darkness of Hubble Elite, they suddenly realize they are not alone.
What the fuck was that?
Take this and start shooting.
Eagerly awaiting Agent Lee's return, Astra paces, too anxious to be bothered by the putrid smell of fish guts that fills the air. Tommy picks at his nails, and Belinda sits calmly on a rusty old chair.
Something's not right. Lee should have been back by now.
Well, being undercover is complicated. I'm sure he just got caught up with something to protect his cover.
I'm aware of the complexities, Agent Perez. I'm telling you, my gut says something is off.
I mean, I'm all for bouncing. This was fun for like a minute, but it's too damn cold and it's going to take me like a million washes to get the stench of fish out of my hair. This moon is not it.
I'm not gonna leave without checking in with Lee. If he's in trouble, I need to let Finley know. You two get the ship ready for takeoff. I'm gonna wait a little longer than do some reconnaissance.
I could stay and do that.
No. If us coming here got him in trouble, it's on me to help him.
You don't have to ask me twice. Let's go, Belinda.
Be careful, you two.
An hour passes with no sign of Agent Lee. So Astra decides it's time to do a little digging. Just as she's leaving, she bumps into Agent Perez, held at gunpoint by a thug with an ominous scar across his face.
Perez!
I'm sorry, Captain.
The thug backs Astra into the room and shoves Belinda to the ground. She falls hard and cracks her head against the cold floor.
I'm here to send a message to the agency from Aven. I just hope they don't take too long to find your bodies.
As Astra prepares to fight for her life, Epsilon and Yen find themselves in the middle of fighting for theirs.
What the hell are those things? They look like demonic sludge!
It appears that they are the latest generation of bioweapons. Most likely they were designed to attack when they sense changes in the air composition or temperature.
They won't freaking die!
Indeed. Their tech really improves their longevity. I need you to cover me. I'm going to attempt to find a control panel.
No, don't leave me!
I believe in your ability.
Okay?
Now.
Die, bitches! Did you find it?
I fear I was mistaken. It is not in this location. It is not in this location.
Can't you keep looking? Absolute!
Suddenly, a huge hole opens in the side of the Hubble Elite. The bioweapons start running in circles, confused. Epsilon and Yen peer out to see a human-sized spider floating outside a bizarre-looking spaceship.
Captain, thank you for coming.
Of course, Epsilon recognizes their boss and her strange antics immediately. Anonymity is of the utmost importance to Hilda, and she's kept a spider costume on hand for just this type of situation. To disguise her ship, she strapped as much stuff as possible to the outside and covered it with ultra-reflective space blankets.
Let's load up the cargo and get the hell out of here.
With the cargo secured and everyone back on board, the Marid takes off into the depths of space.
Oh, that was awesome! Why didn't you just do that in the first place?
Because now the agency knows exactly where we are. We should have enough of a head start to outrun them, but I never let it get this close if I can help it. This also means we still can't take you home. We need to lay low for a while, and after what happened on Uranus, I'm not going back there anytime soon.
Good. I'm not either.
You still want to be a pirate after everything that happened tonight?
Yes, Captain.
Fuck. Fine. Who am I to tell you how to live your life? I just hope you're ready to spend the rest of your days running from the agency.
They are never going to catch us. They don't even know what we look like.
Don't jinx it, kid.
Though Hilda and her crew are safe for now, Astra is still fighting for her and Belinda's lives. Belinda lays unmoving on the ground. The thug raises his gun at Astra. Without hesitating, Astra swings her leg up and kicks the gun out of the thug's hand.
You want to have some fun, do you?
Bring it on. Never fight with someone born on the colonies.
Suddenly, the thug gets the upper hand. He wraps his arms tightly around Astra's neck. She sputters for air. Astra shoves the thug to the ground and dives for the gun. Within the warm safety of the Copernicus 17, Tommy awaits impatiently for his colleagues.
Where are all those girls? Oh, my science! What the hell happened?
I'll tell you later. We gotta go!
Finally able to take a break, Astra retreats to her cabin.
Turn ship log off.
Warning. No automatic emergency transmissions will send when ship log is off. Proceed.
Yes.
Please enter your agency ID number. Ship log off. You are now disconnected from the ICIA lunar base.
Wifey!
God, it's good to hear your voice in real time.
Yours too.
Damn it. Hold on. Play transmission.
Hey, sorry about earlier. I'm glad you got out. Anyway, I talked to my guy and he said you should find someone who goes by Sheb on Proxima Centauri B. Hope that helps.
You've got to be kidding me.
Heh, I guess you're going home, babe. Say hi to the family for me.
In a darkened room on the ICIA lunar base, an agent reviews footage from the Hubble Elite. They pause it and zoom in on a figure at the edge of the screen. A young woman, Yen Meng. Next week on Starcrossed.
Well, first things first, shut that damn alarm off so I can think.
Let's kick his sexist ass!
You said it yourself. No secrets in New Copenhagen. You think my baby sister can land her flashy ship here without me knowing about it?
Brace for impact!
Tell us what we want to know or we'll gut you.
Starcrossed was created and written by C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Episode 2, Smells Like Fish, was written by C.Y. Hui, with performances by Samar Alshams, Rebecca Bachman, Carrie Bibb, Andy Chow, Mason Greer, Gage McAllister, Melissa Melendez, Harris Milgram, Angie Reed, Sailor Scott, Clara Tan, and Pin Young. Executive producers C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Edited and mixed by C.Y. Hui. Featuring music composed by Iaz Shibala. Art provided by Noel Canos. Tommy shoots Belinda a look that suggests, see? Belinda takes it off. Belinda shakes it off. Oh my goodness. Dear me.
I'm writing Starcrossed Smut.